Welcome to Randomania. This is a podcast where we select a WrestleMania match
at random
and we talk about it and then we post it on the internet. Now, during the recording of this process, I immediately started talking right after I pushed the go button on the Skype to talk to my brother to record this episode, so we lost about the first 10-15 seconds of our conversation. So with that, we'll pick it up in the middle of what my brother is saying and giving me a hard time about. Enjoy the show.
Bert, and jumping right into it when we started recording, now you don't have a tag team.
Yeah.
That's karma.
Is the Tony Atlas to my Rocky Johnson.
Ooh, I like that one, Tony Atlas. Let me get my cellophone. We're like the only two people that fucking know that.
This is my brother, Matt.
Hi, I'm Matt in Madison, Wisconsin. It's good to see your face and hear your voice, as always.
Nice, we got a good one. Nice today. Short gap between these two episodes, right?
Finally, right? Oh my goodness, it's almost like we recorded them back to back, you'd think. But I mean, I was way hungover on the last one, and I feel great right now.
And you look a lot better.
Might throw up.
Your eyes are a little more open.
This is having me wake up right now, so yeah. This is good. Okay. All right.
So yeah, we got another match to watch this week. Last week's episode, thanks for listening to that. Thanks for all the comments you put out on Facebook. We read them all.
There was like 50 of them. It was mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
But this week, we got another match that I was kind of excited about, but we'll talk about it. What is it, Matt?
It's from WrestleMania 14. The artist formerly known as Goldust, teaming with Luna Vachon, taking on the marvelous one, marvelous Mark Merrow, and his partner Sable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wife Sable, too.
Wife Sable.
Yeah, which is fun. There was that fun story that I don't remember who told it, who said that Mark Merrow, I don't remember who was telling the story in some interview, or wherever it was, but sometime in 1996, Vince McMahon decided he wanted Johnny B. Badd.
Mm-hmm.
And so he brought Johnny B. Badd in for an interview, but then fell in love with his wife, Sable.
Basically.
Said, I want her. So they signed the two of them. And whatever. The wild man, Mark Merrow, didn't exactly work out. But at least he had Sable with him. And Sable was hot. Of course.
Sable, the then wife of Mark Merrow, the current wife now of Brock Lesnar.
Which is fun. And of course, the other side of the match, you got Goldust, Dustin Rhodes,
yeah.
Dustin Runnels, if you will, who had
He still wrestles. He was on Raw on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
This is 17 years ago. He has done this character for 3 years. Well, this is artist formerly known as Goldust, but he's still the dude.
Yep.
20 fucking years he's been Goldust.
Yeah, we had a Goldust match, obviously, in our very first episode. We had Goldust and Roddy Piper from 12. Do you remember what he did at 13 off the top of your head? I can't think.
I don't know if he had a match at 13.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, because what happened, the Goldust character came in and it was controversial. It was very different compared to what was happening at the time. They had a lot of characters, but they didn't have any characters like this. They had a lot of occupations. They had a dumpster man, they had a trash man, whatever. They had a hockey player. But now all of a sudden you have the bizarre one.
Very bizarre.
Goldust. And so then they kind of cut the legs out of that character because they were receiving so many complaints. Then that gave rise to the artist formerly known as Goldust. But he was also doing controversial shit. It just was done in a different way. And it was a little more creative because it wasn't one act. He was doing something different every week, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
And he was put it with Luna, and he became like this weird, like, gimp-type character almost sometimes. It was fucking weird.
It was really weird. Like, even for this, what was he fucking wearing? Like, so all silver, like, one suit like he kind of normally wears, but, like, fishnet over it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What color was his hair? Red?
Did he have some kind of pink? Did he have some kind of yellow X's involved somewhere? I forget.
I know he had the FU still right on his face, which was supposed to mean forever unchained.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
F on one cheek and U on the other cheek. Which,
okay.
Forever unchained. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
But we'll talk a little bit more some of the stuff he was dressing up as. But then his partner was Luna for this match. And she just passed away. She's no longer with us.
Yeah, but she was great.
Luna always great.
She is fucking awesome. I've never seen her have a bad match. She's always in great character.
Because I remember back in 94 when she was with Bam Bam, and there was just a great combination. They both had like tattooed heads, and they're both kind of obnoxious. And
she's nuts.
It was a perfect fit to put with this obnoxious artist formerly known as Goldust character, who will from this point forward be referred to as Goldust.
Yes, thank you. I'm not saying the artist formerly known as Goldust every fucking time. That ain't happening.
No.
Yeah, but Luna was really good in this, and Luna got a babyface run after this with the Oddities, and then that was kind of the end of her stint, because then she had some substance abuse issues, as we will say. So did Goldust, too, though, so, you know. Mm-hmm. You know how Goldust is a little fat in this match?
Mm-hmm. Did, yeah.
He's way in better shape now than he was then.
Oh, for sure.
Looking a little winded during this one. But, anyway. So pre-match, did you watch the video package?
I did, and that's what makes the match all the more confusing. Because the whole leading up to it was all, the story was like Sable trying to be free and be her own woman with Mark Merrill trying to keep her down. Mm-hmm. And then, like, all of a sudden Luna gets involved and like, right? Isn't that how it went?
You know what, though? I even wrote this down, that Michael Cole was doing the voiceover for it.
Yeah, that's right.
And I even wrote that Cole good setup, because they explained it fairly well if you really watch it. Mm. It's kind of hard to remember, but as you watch it, you go, oh, okay. And then there's a weird turn at the end that makes a match at Mania. It was like Goldust and Luna were trying to kind of help Mark Merrow.
Yeah.
Like, make fun of Sable and, like, knock her down. Like, even fucking Goldust came out dressed as her on Raw.
That's right, yeah. That was great.
A black dress and like that little whip thing and fucking blonde wig and sunglasses and shit.
Huge. Yeah,
it was funny as shit.
I forgot about that, and that was great. That was pretty good.
Speaking of Goldust, if you remember around New Year's when I posted a picture of the New Year's baby thing, that was when Goldust was doing all that weird shit because he came out dressed as the New Year's baby that spring or that winter.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So I don't know. I don't even know. Luna and Sable started fighting, and then there was a match.
And then you could tell Mero and Sable were splitting. Now they're tag team partners.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to get into when we get into the match, too, because it was really confused as well. But
it kind of made you feel like, well, I mean, not really skipping to the end, but the whole thing just kind of made you feel like Mero and Sable are going to be okay now. You know, like they've gone through this adversity.
We'll talk about that again. We'll keep going because it gets even more weird after, like the nights after this and shit, and the month after. But for this match, the Goldust music, that weird fucking
I
don't know how to explain it.
It had like a different intro to it. It wasn't just
that
like,
meow. It was kind of like synthesized almost, and it was still the Goldust music, but it had the really cool intro.
Yeah, with like the weird synth over it, and I don't remember that. I remember a lot of things. I don't remember that. It was weird.
I remember. I was looking forward to it because I know we had that weird fucking music, which was still cool.
And then it was mentioned last week's episode.
As Mark Merrow and Sable come out with the that, right?
Yep.
Which is fucking in WCW all time for weird shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was used all over the place, as we mentioned before. I don't know, that's one of the many, very few, but a couple that I'd heard in other places, so.
I don't know how ambitious you want to be for your editing process, but I think maybe some of the audience would like to hear some of the Goldust theme, and maybe some of the Mark Merrow theme.
Oh.
Since we technically don't get to hear either of them later.
Well, I was going to play one of them, but yeah. Well,
should we hear it?
You want to hear them?
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit of them right now.
Goldust, go. Here's a Mark Merrill for you.
See, this is like the golden era of. I better remember to edit that.
It's fucking, it'll be like that. Like, what the fuck, man?
Wait, what was that? This was the time when I thought entrance musics were the best. You know, because this was when I was still young and impressionable, and it was all.
I know everybody's fucking music from that time.
Mm-hmm.
Buying all the CDs with the music on.
It was a big deal, and I remember that we were on board liking entrance musics like long before WWE, WWF realized that that was something that people liked.
Yeah. You know,
like a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I have CDs that I made from illegally downloading as many entrances as I could online. Some of them are like just the worst quality, but I have just CDs with like 40 songs on there.
Yeah. Yeah, you gave me copies. I got three of them sitting over. I'm probably looking at them right now or over there somewhere.
Good shit. They make note, JR and the King, by the way, are commentators for this match, like JR, as always. Mm-hmm. They make note that this is the second mixed tag match in WrestleMania history, with male and female mixed, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, but it's not, though. It's actually the third. But they're referencing Dusty Rhodes, Goldust Stad, Dusty and Sapphire against
Savage and Sherry from Six.
Six. But there was a mixed tag match at 10.
Yeah, with Luna.
Which also involved Luna.
Yeah, it was Bam Bam and Luna against Doink and Dink, wasn't it?
Doink and Dink, yeah. So this is so weird how we got Dusty and Dustin and Luna and Luna, right?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty interesting. That's
pretty cool.
So they get in there. Sable wants Luna. Marrow is like...
No.
No. Because, you know, booze.
That's... So, I mean...
There's three heels in this match, you know?
But at one point, Meryl's pointing to Sable, like, you want Sable? And then he tags her.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
Is he a heel or a babyface?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what makes this match fucking weird to me, with the build-up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Completely agree.
I don't know if he's a heel or face. I wrote down, is Meryl heel or face? I don't know. But they did a really good job of keeping Sable and Luna from each other, you know, not having a fight to build that up. Because everyone fucking loved Sable, apparently, in 1998. Everyone but me, I guess.
That is the one thing I took away from watching this match. Holy shit, was Sable over.
She was so over.
And I completely...
But it wasn't just the dudes cheering. Like, the chicks were cheering.
People were going, losing their motherfucking minds watching this match.
For Sable, who sucks. But anyway... Yeah, I mean, they did a really good job then of kind of building that drama up so by the time that she actually got in there and started wrestling.
Yeah.
Even me, now, watching this again, I was like, yeah, that's pretty kind of cool. Because the crowd goes so nuts that you're like, wow. And she's kicking the shit out of Luna, and like she hits Goldust a couple times, too. I was like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Be nice to Goldust. What do you ever do to you?
Yeah. Another thing I took away from this match was remembering how good Mark Merrill was.
Thank you.
Damn.
Me too. I never really liked him so much at the Johnny B. Bad thing or the Wild Man stuff, but when he was doing this Marvelous Mark Merrill stuff, he could stop and do like the air jabs and stuff, and, like throw his hands up in the air. But he was really good, pretty solid. I mean, he almost killed himself when he did a moonsault in this match and landed on top of his head. But, you know,
yeah, that was the one where he did the 180 before he was standing on the turnbuckle.
And, like,
a little jump, a little bounce, half turn, and then into a moonsault, which I was like,
yeah.
I forgot, he was Johnny B. Badd. He used to fly around all the time at WCW.
All the time, yeah. His finisher was a fucking 450, I think, or something.
I think it was. I believe it was at some point.
He's a bigger dude to do a 450. Yeah, but he does a moonsault. If it wasn't for Goldust catching him, Meryl's dead because Meryl landed right on top of his head.
Yeah. But I was pleasantly surprised. I remember thinking back, Mark Merrill was one of my favorite guys back in the day. He was one of those guys that I liked, you know, it was just like...
Especially right around like this time.
I was happy to see him when he came out. You know, those guys you like, you don't really know why. You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of a good example right now.
You got to go back and watch like the 1998 Royal Rumble a couple months before this too, or like when Austin comes into the match. Everyone like stops, they're looking at the entryway, and behind all them is Mark Merrill kind of like jumping up and down, do the boxer stuff, like air pumping, waiting, and then Austin comes behind him and just eliminates him right away. I was like, that's why you need Mark Merrill for shit like that. Just to sit there and be a goofball and get his ass kicked. But anyway.
Oh, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely one of those guys you just latch onto that you kind of like. And that gimmick worked so much better for him than any of the wild man shit.
Yeah.
It was great.
I mean, like the controlling husband type guy. And it's fun because this was at a time. I mean, granted, Sable was mostly used as TNA for most of the time she was there. She was there for looks, not necessarily for her ability in the ring because she wasn't a wrestler. You know, she was Mark Merrill's wife, and she just happened to get in the business as a valet, and then get into the, mixed into people liked her, so she got in the mix. Blah 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 blah. But my point here is that I forgot. I legitimately lost what I was going to talk about.
Weed.
Oh right. So anyway, I remember now. It is weed. I got some good stuff. I'm good right now. Let's not get into that.
Weed.
The thing was, though, at the time, women weren't used as... Women were just used for looks. You know,
it was not a huge wrestling, women's wrestling era.
So to kind of push forward, like, her independent woman type of mentality was kind of progressive at the time, if you really think about it. Because there wasn't a whole lot of, you know... Huh?
Nothing. I'm with you. Yeah, her pushing her and having her kind of beat the crap out of Goldust.
Yeah.
And then, and subsequent pay-per-views kind of beat up Merrill a little bit too, also.
Because
so.
You didn't see a whole lot of badass chicks standing up for themselves, I'm trying to say.
No.
And,
yeah, so, they're
and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So it was ahead of its time, I think, on that aspect. But anyway, yeah, in the actual match, like we said, we mentioned some of the spots that were in there. I forgot that Mark Merrill's finish was the TKO.
Me too. And they did the curtain call from Goldust in this match too.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There were some really close two counts that shouldn't have been two counts, I thought.
I think I was like one,
one sure. Two, three. Yeah, I was like, God damn, there was a couple of those. And then, yeah, we get a TKO on New Goldust. Okay. I think that is a Sable want to get tagged in because that's not the end of the match. Or does Luna get in there somehow?
I don't remember.
But there's definitely a TKO. Maybe it's just a TKO try. Luna jumps off. There's like a splash off the rope, right? Too.
Didn't she miss? Didn't she try to break up a three count and miss or something?
Maybe she did miss and landed on Goldust or something too, or something.
I forget.
That's a typical Luna spot. She always has that jumping off the rope, jumping off the top, and
the image is clear in my mind. I'm trying to remember if it's from this match or from every other match.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I know she did it, and I have it written down, but I know that happens. But we do get Sable finally squaring off with Luna and kind of kicking the shit out of her, throwing her by the hair, kicking her relentlessly in the corner, nails Goldust a couple times, like I said.
Yeah, she's going crazy, and the crowd's going absolutely crazy.
And she looks super pissed when she's doing this, so she's like acting pretty well.
Yeah, it was believable. I don't remember the circumstances that came to it, but she eventually hits a freaking pretty amazing
Sable bomb on Luna. There you go. Yeah. Did not get a pin, though. I thought that was the end of the match, but Luna kicked out.
Right.
But then we get a TKO from Sable.
And she hits a TKO, which was... I was a little worried when she was up on the shoulders, but then when she hit it, she nailed it. It was perfect.
Yeah, I mean, she was good to kind of fall with her and do it how they did. Yeah, it was good. I'm sure they practiced it fucking 1,400 times.
Yep.
So, only did three wrestling moves the whole match. But yeah, Sable gets the pinfall, and then we hear Sable music. There's my throwback to why we weren't going to hear Goldust or Mark Merrill.
I was just going to play Merrill music anyway.
Well, now we'll hear Sable too. We'll go crazy.
All right.
It sucks. We would never like that music ever. Speaking of liking and disliking music.
Yeah,
I always skip by that one on volume 3 or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, agreed. Wow.
Yeah. Because that was the Mark Merrill
music. Marrow's. Yeah, it was the Wild Man music.
Was the Wild Man. And that stayed Sable's music for years. Even when she came back in like 02 or 03.
Mm-hmm.
She did come back. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, you weren't really watching. She had a little contract dispute from this run where, she wanted more money. And they were like, no. So she left on pretty shitty terms. But then she had gotten with Brock at some point. And when Brock came in, she came on to TV too. It had a little team up thing with Tori Wilson. They did Playboy together at that point. Oh. So she did Playboy twice. And she had a year or two run there too. So again, around 03, 04.
Okay. So, All right. That's good.
The follow up after this match, is Mero a face or a heel still? Because, like, he's doing the I did it, like, I won thing, even though Sable got the pin. But he's, like, being nice to her and, like, holding her arm.
Yeah, raises her arm, like points at her.
Happy for her. He's like, this is my wife. She did a really good job. Oh, shit, I'm supposed to be the heel. Hey, I did it. Because it was really confusing there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then in the months leading up, eventually, the Mero keeping Sable down, you know, covering her up with a robe and all that continued. The storyline continued for that until eventually
they had a match. They had a match, and I think it was at Backlash. Maybe it was on Raw. I want to say it was at Backlash. Mm. And he's like, I'm not going to fight you. And she like demanded it, and like he's like, I'm not going to do it. And then they rang the bell, and he's like, I'm not doing it. And then he rolled her up into a small package and pinned her. It was the only move of the whole match.
That's such a great dick move. That's awesome.
Classic dick move, right? Heel, perfect. There's your heel, Mark Mero. Yeah, that was... Go look for it. It's pretty sweet.
I should.
That's when Jackie comes in, too. Miss Jackie comes in.
Oh. Okay.
And kind of goes down to Mark Mero. Mm-hmm. And she feuds with Sable. And I think... I'm calling it. Jacqueline might go in the Hall of Fame this year. She's from Texas. Just saying.
That'd be good.
I think she's a good wrestler, an actual wrestler. So.
Yeah.
So that's kind of little what happened after this. And Sable pretty much just had a little feud with Vince McMahon through the summer.
I'm pretty sure that she powerbombed Mark Mero at some point.
She did at some point. She really did. And I don't know if that was on Raw.
It was all Mero.
Another mixed tag match somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. She waves goodbye and then she walks away.
But she definitely does powerbomb Mark fucking Mero. Yeah. I know that too. And I don't know where. It happens. Well, there you go. Rate it. Give it a rating. Let's see.
I want to rate this thing a 2.5 HBKs. I was tempted to go 3 because it was pretty fun. It was pretty great. You going 3?
I'm going 3.
Shit. I'll bump it up to a 3 as well. It was fun. It was quick. It reminded me again every time I watch a match from this era how great that era was. Everybody was good. The crowd was going apeshit.
The crowd probably makes the match better than what it really is. Too, so into it, and JR's really good at selling it, and King's like good at like being that he's still kind of heel King, so he's kind of like he loves Sable, but he's still like trying to like push get everybody else as the heels kind of up too, which is kind of weird because he got a heel against a heel thing. But anyway. Yeah, I think it's a 3. It's entertaining. At least at the end of the match, you're going, that's kind of sweet. I remembered this match.
Mm-hmm.
And Goldust is fucking weird as hell, which is cool.
I'm glad I watched it. I'll put it that way. I thought it was just a lot of characters and a lot of stories and a lot of storyline for a match that was very low on the card. Something you just
I think it was like the third match.
Something you just don't see anymore. You know?
It was like a 3-month storyline, too.
Yeah, granted,
started, like, anywhere.
I mean, Sable was kind of destined for, you know, over the last year or two, up to this kind of progressing towards being, like, the top female, you know, that sort of thing. Like, the marquee, like, she's going to be on the posters and stuff. So, I mean, there is a vested interest in making this interesting. So it made sense to have a good storyline. Granted, like we mentioned at the beginning, the actual why this match happened was kind of weak, but it had something.
It worked.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it made sense.
You watch it, and you watch that pre-match package. They do. I mean, it gets explained, and I was like, okay. All right, that makes sense. Kind of weird, kind of rushed, maybe at the end to make a WrestleMania match, but whatever. It worked. You know how long the match was? We didn't get to that.
Oh, 10 minutes.
9:05, 9:05.
All right.
With entrances, probably around 11.
Okay. 12. All right.
Well, that ain't bad. No. Yeah, I think it's a 3. Solid 3. Great. Mm-hmm. It's not horrible. It ain't great. Glad you saw it. Don't need to watch it again. If you don't ever see it again, you'll be okay.
There you go.
It sounds like you have, like, kids that are...
I don't know what they're doing over there, but yeah.
Monsters, Inc. or something.
That was Miles. What else?
Pick another one.
We got to pick another match. Yes, that's right. I knew there was something. What was next? This segment brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace.
Build it beautiful.
Build it beautiful. Can you tell? We listen to the same fucking podcast with all the same sponsors and shit. Mm-hmm. All right, let me get my app rolling here.
Speaking of apps, you should download the TrueCar app.
Fuck you. So our I forgot to say this last time, but our minimum is 1.
Oh, yeah.
Our max is 301. If we do get 301, because there's 300 WrestleMania matches, we will get to choose whatever match we want, or do a segment, or kind of do whatever we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Yeah.
I said, are you 112?
One, under the 112, peaches and cream. That would be, yes, WrestleMania 10, the Macho Man, Randy Savage against Crush.
Ooh, it's a false count anywhere match.
False count anywhere match. And here's the thing about this. This is one of the matches when I'm trying to tell everyone that WrestleMania 10 was like the best WrestleMania. It's the one in my mind that I remember liking a lot. And then you being like,
we've talked about this, and I'm like, that match sucks.
Mostly because, okay, maybe not defending WrestleMania 10, but defending the career WrestleMania matches of Randy Savage. But tell me that Randy Savage didn't.
That's where we had this conversation.
Didn't have the best match at every WrestleMania, or was the most important person on that Mania. In 3 he was, in 4 he was, in 5 he was, in 6
7
not so much. 7 he was.
That match at 7, I can't wait to get that match.
8 he was.
Yeah, 8.
And then there was this one. So yeah, it's either this or 6. It was.
Yeah. Well, hey, Crush is obviously the heel, and I think, does he have Mr. Fuji with him or some shit?
It was Fuji Crush at this point, yes.
Fuji Crush, yeah. The incarnations of Crush, he was Fuji Crush.
Yeah. There was
There's Demolition Crush. There's Kona Crush. Mm-hmm. Fuji Crush. Mm-hmm.
Crazy Crush.
Crazy Crush. DOA Crush.
DOA Crush.
And then NWO Crush.
NWO Crush. And
Chronic Crush.
Chronic Crush.
And then Dead Crush. That's pretty good. Anyway, WrestleMania 10, fucking. I don't really. I remember the end of this.
I remember the end. Remember the end very much. So.
I don't remember anything else though. So, well, we'll make sure we post that on the Facebook page, Randomania Podcast on Facebook. We are on Twitter at Randomania Pod, which I will probably not post it on there. But feel free to give it a follow. I got a bunch of new followers on that account this week. I don't know how, so I must have tweeted something somewhere in there. That's all I got.
Yeah, I'm excited for next week's match. I'm excited for our podcast because with all our sponsors that we have now, like DDP Yoga.
DDP Yoga. I use it. It's great. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Go to the Randomania Facebook page. Click on the link on the top of the page.
We got Amazon links to USA,
UK, and Canada. Stop. Anyway, I want to
shave us, Y2J.
Shave us, Y2J. That'd be my favorite one.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, everybody. I want to congratulate, though, seriously, before we leave, congratulations, honestly, to Sable on.
Seriously, you do this every time and it cracks me up.
Honestly,
just congratulations.
Sable and Mark Merrow on your hard-fought victory at WrestleMania 14, Boston, Massachusetts at the Fleet Center, which is not called Fleet Center anymore. But unfortunately, the artist formerly known as Goldust and Luna Vachon.
You're fired! Ooh, that was a good one. Titans tickets this month, just so you know.